What's up, everybody? Welcome to Segoy Anime. This is our third attempt for a comeback, or second attempt. No. Second attempt, right?
Second attempt, so third try, but yeah, something like
Yes,
that.
something like that. But yeah, we're back, man. We're back. Whoever actually listened to us before, hopefully you're excited about this because we are.
Yeah, we are.
me and Jesus, we've been wanting to, we want to commit ourselves to this, and try and do it forever. It's just we, like we've been saying off camera, like it's just kind of hard, to upload so much and record so much, especially with our crazy lives. I mean, that's why we're literally recording like this, I'm at my house, he's at his house. We found out how to use some technology. Yeezus did. He's a smart guy. And so hopefully this works. What do you think, Jesus? Is this gonna
I
work?
hope this works. It's like because we did know that this was kind of a problem that we kind of lived quite a bit of a distance away from each other. It's like a 45-minute drive, I think, for me to your house ish. What do you say?
Yeah,
It's somewhere around
around
there,
there.
yeah. So it's
The other
like,
side of the mountain, whatever.
yeah. So there's like a little mountain range where we live, and he lives on the other side of that. It's a nice area where he lives. Really nice houses that they're building right now, but yeah,
And
you know how it goes.
in reality, it's not a little mountain range. It's a pretty dang big mountain range. Because I mean, I say that because, most places don't have mountains as big as we do in Utah. So
No, like when I used to live out in Virginia, what they call mountains, we would call hills.
exactly. And so that's why
It's
I
like,
was making
okay.
sure people knew. That's funny. But yeah, we're back, guys. Segoy Anime, here we are. I'm Brian Polite.
I'm.
This is Juice.
Yep. Some people call me Jesus Gonzalez, other people call me Poncho Panther. Brian just likes to call me Juice.
What'd you say the other name was? Poncho what?
Poncho Panther.
That's a cool name, dude.
Yeah, didn't I tell you about the all the weird ones that I used to get nicknamed?
Yes, you did. But I feel like that's one you didn't mention at that time because
Huh.
I feel like it's a new
I feel like
one.
I should have. Either way, that's one of them.
Maybe
Yeah.
you did. Maybe you
It's
did. I
like,
barely remember what I did yesterday, so
yeah, that's all right. But yeah.
But
But
yeah,
yeah.
I call you Juice though. I call you Juice because his name in English, in Spanish it's Jesus, and in English it's like Jesus, which is basically the same thing. But to me it sounds like juice. And I just feel like that's easier to say. And it sounds,
Yeah.
cool. It
It's
sounds
good.
cool, bro. You're
Yeah.
juice, bro.
Yeah, that's good.
I have a buddy named Tuna. You know him as well, that he's your buddy too. I have a
Yeah.
buddy named Ham. I've
Who's
met a guy
Ham?
named Mayo.
Wait, which one's Ham?
just a buddy from high school. He,
Okay, I was like, did I
yeah.
meet a guy named Ham out here for this?
I don't think you've met him. I don't think you've met him. But yeah,
Okay.
all of our friends have interesting names, so
Yeah, that's definitely true. Like, dang, oh man. There's some like, either way, it's like just one of those things that just goes on and on and on. But yeah, it's always good to get a good nickname. You don't get to pick
oh yeah.
yours. Somebody else
Yeah.
picks it for you.
I mean, my name is Papi, but mostly
So you
because
claim.
all the ladies call me Papi, but whatever,
Oh yeah, all of them.
I'm just kidding. And all the ladies, I'm referring to my wife, because if she heard me say what I just said, I would probably, you would never see me again.
No,
You
I
know what I mean?
wouldn't.
So she's
She
so but anyways, to try and get back topic a little bit, we're trying to come back strong. We're gonna probably stick to a schedule that's more of a bi-weekly schedule. So we'll record one week, and then we'll probably upload the next week, something like that. But basically, we're planning on releasing a podcast every other week. So a bi-weekly schedule. Whenever we release this one, which will probably, what do you think? Will it be maybe tonight or tomorrow
It
or
depends on how long it takes
Tuesday?
me to edit, so it might
Right.
be. I mean, I should have some time Sunday, so hopefully by Tuesday, I want to say. So
Yeah,
it'll
we could just,
be,
you could,
let's say,
just like,
yeah.
you just to not to rush you, you we could say Tuesday,
Yeah,
and then
Tuesday it
we could
should be
probably stick
coming
to,
out. If you listen to it
we
on a
could probably
Monday,
stick to,
then I did a really good job.
hey, there you go.
Yeah.
And we could probably just stick to Tuesdays like we talked about off camera a while ago,
Yep.
but yeah,
That's the
so that's
plan right
cool, man.
now.
Yeah, as of now, hopefully it works. But we are planning on doing this now, forever, and never coming back and saying, hey, we're back again. So
That's the plan. That's the hope, the wish,
yeah,
and
so we'll
that's the
see.
goal. But
We'll
yeah.
see how that goes. But why don't we, we haven't seen each other for a while.
Yeah,
Why
you're right.
don't you tell me how your Christmas and your New Year's was, and maybe during that time if you watched any anime or
Oof,
anything that you
yeah.
want to talk
Okay, so I was actually vacationing in Cancun this year because it was just a
Ooh.
nice blessing that we had that the opportunity to go, so we took the opportunity. And so me and my parents and my sisters, we went to Cancun, Mexico, and we're there for about 10 days through Christmas, and then New Year's we spent here.
Very
But
cool.
yeah, actually during that time though, whenever I had some downtime, I was actually watching some anime, and it's kind of weird because if you actually go to Mexico and use the internet there, the stuff available on Netflix, you have actually way more anime available than here in the US.
So jealous, dude. I
Like,
hear
you
that
could
all
watch
the
the
time.
entire Your Name movie on Netflix over there.
Oh
It's like,
my
what the
gosh.
freak? Why don't we don't get that over here? I mean,
Dude,
granted we can
I
watch it on
always,
Amazon Prime, but you know.
right. I always hear that, dude. I hear that like other countries have so much more like options and things that you could watch on Netflix. It pisses me off.
Dude,
'Cause
and they
like,
get weekly releases,
oh my
like on
gosh,
that
it's not
stuff.
fair. Why isn't Netflix a United States company, or am I
Yeah,
crazy?
but I guess they think that all anime fans are the same, so it's like we want to watch it all at once. No, we don't mind, getting that weekly show. That's kind of how people have done it for decades before when television was first invented. You waited once a week to get your favorite program
That's a good
on.
point.
But
That's a
I guess
good point. That's a
Netflix
very
does thinks we're like the rest of the we're like the rest of the Netflix people that that we want to watch it all in one go instead
just
of
binge watch
yeah.
everything and not be patient. I mean, bro, if Dragon Ball Z was like a
Ugh.
show that came out all out on at once, then you remember the announcer at the end of Dragon Ball Z that would always say, on the next time of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that would be irrelevant if we could just watch the next episode right away. Come on. Like,
Yeah, I
that
mean
announcer guy was like, he built up hype for us to wait until the next time, which we couldn't wait for. But when that came around, we're like, oh yes, dude, this is that
so
next
much
time of
filler
Dragon Ball
though.
Z.
So much
Oh my
filler.
gosh. Demasiado, way too
Dude, the
much.
Frieza, like the fight against Frieza, it took way too long. It was good. It was good. I'm not dogging on it on that part. It just took
Right.
way
I
too
mean,
long.
when I was watching it when I was a kid, like I never even thought, that at that time when I was watching it, I never thought like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever, It wasn't until later on in my life where I was like, holy crap, that took forever to watch, dude. But at the time I was watching it, I was like, dude, this is great, man. All this yelling and screaming and nothing happening. It's exciting. So
But yeah, either way, so getting back to it, so I actually watched two anime basically while I was on vacation. I actually
Nice.
finished Code Geass, which I
Oh.
had been meaning to do for a super long time, and I also
Interesting.
started watching a parody one called Gintama.
What the heck? That's a parody one?
Yeah, it's actually a parody of Shonen.
Really? 'Cause
Yeah,
dude,
it's
I've
mostly a
heard
lot of
about
fart jokes, but it's still pretty funny.
Really? You know what? Now that you brought up Gintama, I'm actually kind of curious to watch it because I know that anime is like crazy popular in Japan.
Yeah. The problem
Like
is like here in the US it's kind of weird because we don't really like the same kind of
it's been
jokes.
popular forever.
Yeah,
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
right.
So yeah, like
Yeah.
here in the US
But would you say it's good though?
it's like at first you think, oh, it's just a bunch of fart jokes, but then you start to realize there's actually a lot of heart in it. Like in the first few episodes, like
Okay.
you can skip the first two episodes because they're filler arcs, filler episodes anyway, and then just start on episode three and keep going. So that was
Oh.
interesting one
Okay.
because it's really weird. It has a lot of heart in it, even though it is could comes off as, lot it's a comedy and whatnot. There's certain points where it takes it where it does, become a little bit serious, and it kind of warms up your heart a bit to see those ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dang, you got me curious. I'm not gonna lie, you got me curious with that show. You really did.
Yeah, it's like really it's like I can see why it's really popular. Like even just I think I'm only on like episode 13 I think right now. 12 or 13.
Wow.
And yeah, I was actually like, "Huh, this is actually better than I expected it to be."
It's a pretty long series, isn't it? Is it pretty it's a
Yeah.
pretty long series, isn't it?
It's like 300 episodes plus, I want to say.
Oh wow.
And it's been going on since like 2008,
Okay.
I think, the manga. And it barely ended like last year, I want to say. I could be wrong, of course. I'm not
Wow.
that into it yet, so we'll find
Right.
out.
Yeah,
But
interesting. Wow. Huh. Yeah,
So.
man, that's anything else you've been watching?
No, just, yeah, Code Geass and. And yeah, Gintama, and then recently there's not really been anything that's really caught my eye. I mean, I watched the what's it called on Netflix, the reawakening of The Disastrous Life of Psyche K. It's like a fourth season for that
Oh.
because technically it only had
Oh,
like
wow.
three, but it's like Netflix, they realize, oh,
Yeah.
this is actually super popular, so let's just extended six more episodes as like a kind of special.
Oh,
And they
I see.
released that just barely on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I mean,
I honestly, to be honest, I haven't really watched much,
yeah.
but I have caught up. I am caught up with My Hero Academia, for a fact.
The anime?
Oh, you know what? The anime. Hold on.
Yeah,
And
okay.
you know what? I actually might be wrong. Was there a new episode that came out today?
For
So I might have not watched that
My Hero
episode.
Academia,
But
it should come
basically,
out tomorrow morning.
My Hero.
Yeah, My Hero Academia comes out with the new
Oh, okay,
episode
so I
tomorrow
am caught
morning.
up. Okay.
Yeah. I think. Unless they're taking a
Okay.
break.
Okay, yeah. So Oh, right. But I've really just been kind of watching that and then Fire Force. I haven't caught up to Fire Force for a couple weeks now. Before that, I mean, I guess I'll just kind of talk about what I've watched basically since the last time we shot, which was a while ago. But mostly I've been watching like My Hero, Fire Force, Black Clover is actually really good.
Oh yeah,
I
actually I'm
kinda
caught up with that too.
I actually fell behind a little bit. I'm probably like 10 at least episodes behind, at least. So I should probably catch up with that. I got the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, and I watched that like 2 times since I got it, which is I think Thanksgiving I got that movie. freaking amazing, bro.
It's really well done.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the
And then,
movie we've
oh,
been waiting for.
it's a movie what?
It's the movie we've been waiting for so long to come out of the Dragon Ball series.
Dude, seriously. Bro, you remember that one series I always tell you about? Well, I don't know if I always tell you about it, but for video games called Dragon Quest.
Yes.
Okay, so they're coming out with an anime
Oh.
this year that's coming out in
Okay.
the fall, supposedly.
That'll be
Yeah,
interesting.
Geekdom 101 actually did a video on it, and he was just talking about how he's like a huge Dragon Quest fan. And that he's excited for it to come out. I guess the fall of 2020 is what he said. But dude, I'm so hyped because I'm a crazy, crazy fan of the Dragon Quest series. So,
Nice. Dude, that
yes,
sounds
I'm excited.
awesome though. It's like, yeah. Actually, and you know what is like, yeah, Dragon Quest. I don't have a PlayStation 4, so it's like I never really had a chance to really get into
Bro.
it.
Let me tell you something. The Dragon Quest XI is out on Nintendo Switch. And then Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3 is also on Nintendo Switch. And then Dragon Quest 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8 are on mobile, which is also amazing. I wouldn't
Maybe I
recommend
should.
playing 8 on mobile, but I'd recommend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 for sure. Dragon Quest 1 is literally like $3, but it's like a if you're not like a if you don't like to grind in a video game, then Dragon Quest is not for you. But especially not Dragon Quest 1, because that is literally all you do in that game, which is I love it. I like it, but I know it's not for everyone.
Lots of grinding there. All right. I'm kind of used to grinding because it's like I actually got really good at playing what's it called? Dragon Ball Legends, the mobile game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like at one point I was like in the top like 50,000 players on the PvP.
Whoa.
And then I just dropped it off because I was just like, I'm getting bored. Every
What?
now and then I'll log
I
in.
didn't even know you were playing that game.
Yeah, still am. It's just whatever.
Cool. That's cool. Oh,
So it's
excuse me.
like it was a lot of grinding to be able to even get anything good in that game, though.
Oh,
That's a
wow. I didn't know that.
it, sometimes when you're like, oh my gosh, gotta get those summons, it's like, and then you don't get anything that you want, and you go like four rolls without getting like a super rare one, and you're like, frick. What am I doing with my life?
Well, bro, that's how gacha games are, dude.
Yeah, I
That that's
know.
just how it is. Unfortunately, that's how they hook you, 'cause you don't get what you want until you finally get what you want after like so many tries, and then you're like, finally, and then you try it again because that's how they get you. That's why they're called the gacha games.
Thankfully, I haven't spent a single penny on the game, so I'm still
Well,
in the
that's good
green.
for you.
I don't know about
Good for
anybody else,
you.
but it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
Ugh, but that took forever.
I hate to admit that I have spent more money than I should on mobile games. But yeah. I haven't done it in a while though, so.
That's good though.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know what game I was playing a couple of weeks ago? Maybe it's probably been a couple months now. I don't know. It's like an anime inspired game, but it's called Epic Seven.
Epic 7. I don't think I've heard that one now. Can't
It's
say that
pretty
I
sick.
have.
It was pretty cool, but like I don't know. I just can't get into mobile games that hardcore. So I was just like, I kind of dropped it off. It's basically a gacha game, but it's very anime inspired. Like, it's really cool. It's really cool. Beautiful graphics. The character design is awesome. But
Dude,
yeah.
yeah, like, you know what's another gacha game that you're like, that everybody warns you not to play, and I'm glad I never picked it up, is like Fate Go.
Fate Go?
Yeah, it's like a Fate Grand Order.
Oh, okay, I've heard of that one.
Because it's like, do you know how much money that game has grossed?
Are you serious?
Like, it's like over like $3 billion.
Oh my,
It's like
why?
you wonder, it's like why Fate has so much money. It's because of that.
Holy crap, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like you can look it up on Google. It's like, how much money has Fate Go made? It's like $3 billion. So you're like, holy shit.
That's way too much money.
Like, you like look it up, and it's like they do interviews with people who've spent like in exorbitant amounts. Like, you can actually go onto YouTube, look up, and there's one Japanese guy, I think. He spent like $70,000 on re-rolls.
Oh my gosh, bro.
I'm like, holy crap. And that's why it's like, I just have to stop playing gacha games because I'm like, frick, I'm gonna start spending money if I'm not careful.
Dude, 70,000. Bro, you can buy
One dude!
such a nice house with that money, bro. You
That's like a
can buy
great
it.
down
You can
payment.
buy, bro, you can buy a nice house. You can get a nice car with that. Holy
Like,
crap, dude.
it's like, look, it's like, if it makes you happy, it's like, sure, why not, you know?
I
But it's like, I'm
guess.
one of those people that's like, no way.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. The total amount I've spent on Fire Emblem Heroes, I don't know if you've heard of that game.
Okay.
It's a mobile game, Fire Emblem Heroes. I've spent $60 total, which is more than I definitely should have. But, nothing close to 70,000, 700,000. You said 700,000?
No, 70.
Okay, still 70,000. Okay, so I take that back. I heard 700,000. You can't buy a nice house with 70,000. But still.
You can in Texas.
What? Why?
If you go to northern Texas, land is extremely cheap.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous how cheap it is. Like, if you go to like Waco and areas like that,
Why is that?
nobody wants to live out there. It's kind of a stinker. No offense to
Interesting.
the people who live there, but it's like, I've talked to a lot of people who are like from Houston and Dallas areas, and they're like, nobody wants to go there. There's like nothing to do. There's nothing nice about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, weird, but whatever. People just like to live in Houston and Dallas more. It's and
Yeah.
even there, it's still pretty cheap to buy a house. Not as cheap as like there,
I
but
got a
yeah.
couple cousins and my aunt lives in Texas. I think it's in Houston. It could be Austin or Dallas. I'm not sure, but I know they live over there. So interesting, bro.
So getting back on topic though, yeah, so that's why I don't really like playing gacha games, because like that is way too much money.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's an
frick.
obscene amount of money. Dude, if I spent that much money, bro, I don't even know, dude.
Your wife would kill you, man.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to say that, but you're right. I would literally, you would never see me again.
All right, so, but yeah, what was another thing I was gonna say? Dude, you know what else is another thing I wanted to bring up with you? Dude, you remember that like ramen commercial with One Piece in it?
Ramen?
Yeah, it was like a ramen commercial,
Maybe.
like One Piece ramen commercial. It was like really well animated.
I think so.
Okay, so it's like, obviously look it up some like after this, but it's like really well done, and they actually ended up making three commercials out of it. And it's like, I'm not gonna
Wow.
lie, on the third one that came out, I almost started crying, because it was like the story of when,
You
like,
almost started crying. Why?
because it was like the arc, you know, when at the very end of the Alabasta arc, where Vivi's deciding whether or not she wants to go with the Straw Hats. And then they kind of did it a different way, where she has to move, since it's more like a high school drama type of thing. But it's like when they, like, you
Oh,
know, when
that's
they
funny.
lift up their hand arms with the X's on there, it's like, I was like, oh my gosh, that takes me back to that moment. It's like, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I love that moment. It's like where it's like, yeah, we're always gonna be friends regardless of where you are. So yeah, that was like a really like dang. I was like, I can't believe they made it. A commercial almost made me cry there. It's
Dude,
just
that's crazy, dude. That's cool, though.
dang. And then they also made like a music video out of it. I was like, what the it's like a
Okay,
5 minute
if
music
I type
video.
in,
Just type in One
what the
Piece
freak?
ramen
Okay.
commercial, and it's like, what the freak? How did they I can't believe they made this.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to watch that because I like, yeah, that sounds way too good, like good to be true, man. I gotta watch this. I gotta watch these
It's
for
like
sure.
3 30-second commercials and then like a 1 5-minute commercial, and you're like, okay, cool.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, dude, I definitely gotta watch that for sure.
But yeah, and then what was another thing? Yeah, it's like I think that's the series that I've really been sitting on for a while. Like I'm just about caught up on the anime. And sometimes I'm like, why did I watch the entire anime? And then,
Bro, I'm glad you did, man.
dude, I'm
I'm
on
telling you.
like, I think I'm on like episode like 905. I'm like
Wow,
thinking,
man.
I could have skipped a lot of this because, they don't really. It's kind of, weirdly paced. And that's like the downside to the One Piece anime. It's just the pacing is so bad.
Right.
And that's why I started reading the manga. I think I'm on like chapter 300 right now of the manga.
Oh, okay.
So
Yeah, because honestly, like for me, honestly, I haven't really noticed like any of those issues because, like I said, I've been watching the series since I was in high school, man. That's literally like 10 years ago, bro. Like I've been watching this series like for a freaking more than 10 years, dude. I've been watching this series for a long time, and like I haven't. I'm probably what like. Anime-wise, I just started the oh my gosh, what's it called? The latest arc. What is it called? Wano.
Wano? Yeah.
I just started the Wano arc and I haven't like watched much of it to be honest. But like the way I watch One Piece is like every couple months or even like every year, like I let it build up basically and then I go back and binge it. Up until it's, caught up. So that's what I've been doing literally for more than 10 years. And I loved it, And so I don't really have any issues in terms of like pacing and stuff like that. But I definitely understand newcomers to the series. And that's why to you, like I told you before, definitely recommend the anime, but at the same time, it's a freaking hefty investment,
It's a
man, because
monster of an investment.
it's a beast. How many episodes, bro?
Yeah,
So.
and I didn't really start noticing the issues until I reached, I think, about the time skip is when I noticed them.
Right.
But then I think that's what I heard is the consensus with most people as well. It took me, what, like a year to year and a half to get through all of One Piece, the anime.
Hey, bro,
I was
that's
like,
crazy.
It was brutal, but it was definitely worth it. It's like people like to trash on it because, it does take forever
Yeah,
to,
and like I
yeah.
tell people, man, especially people that get into it now, like honestly, bro, to get into One Piece now is so hard to do if you want to start from episode one, just because you're going back more than 10 years in anime, dude. Like
Dude,
the
we're talking
animation.
20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, the animation is old, bro. It's old.
Yeah.
Compared to the beautiful animation of today's anime, of the movies, of the shows, like the quality is like night and day difference, bro.
Yeah.
And
And even
so
then, One Piece
so
has
if you're
evolved
going if
too.
you're yeah, and if you're going back to that kind of animation quality when you watch anime today, it's like it's a pretty hard investment to take on. So I don't blame people at all, but I still
Yeah,
tell them, trust me, it's good.
it's like I don't think I ever asked you, but it's like what actually like obviously you started way earlier than most people have, I would say, or at least unless you were born like 20 more than 20 years before the series even started. But it was like what actually got you into the series? Like at one point you were like, all right, I'm hooked. I'm gonna keep going until we find the One Piece.
That's a good question. To be honest, it was just I think it was mostly Aaron, my friend Aaron.
Yeah.
Well, our friend Aaron.
Yeah.
Not your friend Aaron,
Yeah,
but
yeah,
my
yeah, yeah.
friend
You're
Aaron.
tuna.
Tuna, we call him
Yeah.
Tuna. But when I started hanging out with Aaron is when I got like super into anime. And I started hanging out with Aaron in like high school, starting high school. And we would li one of the we would hang out all the time, literally every day, all the time. And one of the things we would always do, it was either video games or anime. And every I want to say it was Tuesday at the time or Thursday, I don't remember. But every Tuesday or Thursday, a new Bleach would come out, a new One Piece would come out, and a new
Nice.
Naruto would come out. And so we would literally just chill on his computer and watch One Piece, watch Naruto. And because I wasn't that into Bleach, I would like step away and he'd watch Bleach and then I'd play like video games or do something else. But like we were that was my whole high school, bro. And then after that, it was like, we got back, then we, still hang out and stuff like that. But yeah, dude, that was that. I think, because I honestly don't remember, but I think that's what it is because Aaron was such a huge fan of it. And he, like, I'm pretty sure he's the one that got me into One Piece and then, Naruto and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I think that's what it was. But yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
That's pretty
And it's
good.
funny too. It's funny too because when I was in, I mean, we're about the same age, but when I was in high school, when I was in high school, like anime was not cool, dude.
It's
No.
it's more mainstream now than it was
Yeah.
even 10 years
100.
ago.
It, dude, yeah, 100%. And the funny thing is, in high school, I played soccer. I did wrestling for a little bit. Like I was a dancer, hip hop dancer. I was teaching hip hop in a studio. Like I was not like if you were to put anime, and then you would look at me, you would not think that two of those, me and anime were even related. You know what I mean? Like I was not somebody that looked like I was into anime at all. But man, if people knew, like I was so huge, I was freaking huge in the anime. And like I still am. Like I still am. Like I'm a huge freaking anime nerd, dude. And like it's just funny because back in the day, no one would ever think that me and Aaron and like all of our buddies, like well not all of our buddies, but some of our friends, we were like super huge anime nerds. Because unfortunately, the anime people that knew that liked anime were the kids that like wear dumb that would wear like dumb hats to school or like act super weird in school and just like wear like cat ears and like try lick each other like I don't know just weird freaking crap dude.
Okay, so yeah, the
And
dark
so
side.
yeah, those weird fetishes, bro, let's be real,
It's like,
but
it's
like
like it's like
but
I
that's why
just
the anime
yeah.
dude that's why the anime community has such a bad rap because people they relate anime to those kind of people, the people, the
Yeah.
furries, the people that like to dress up all weird and do like weird stuff. Like, I mean, for me personally, it's like if you're that kind of person, you do you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not like against the way you live your life, but like unfortunately, people that relate. Like people, a lot of people stay away from anime because of those people. Like a lot of people just think anime is weird because of those people. And you cannot tell me with a straight face that if you do those things, that you don't know that people look at you weird. Like you cannot tell me that you think you fit in with everyone else. Like maybe in today's day and age, because a lot more stuff is like accepted. But like back in the day, dude, when I was in high school, that stuff was like, yo, stay away from those guys, bro.
I don't think it was. Let me think. For me, frick, yeah. I mean, my high school, even for us, we were really nerdy high school because it was like my graduating class was like 100 kids out of a
Oh,
charter
cool.
school.
Right.
And we even had a few extra anime fans and probably like percentage wise. But yeah, even then, you were like, ooh, you can't like everything. Like, you could like Dragon Ball and whatnot and Attack on Titan because about that time is when it was becoming really popular. But if it wasn't like something that was like super mainstream, people thought you were weird if you wore like a hat or shirt
Yeah.
like that.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's sad to see because it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, it's just really bad bias towards it, and it's still there. I mean, if you ever talk to our other buddy Aaron, the tall blonde one, he'll tell you about his in his private school where he had a what's it called? There was one kid who would always watch hentai in the back of the class. And you're like, oh, okay, I see why he has such a problem with anime in the first place.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny, dude. What the freak, dude?
I know.
Oh man,
I'm like, what the hell?
that's freaking
I'm like, I see why he has such a problem with this. It's like, why we can never get him into anything that isn't Pokemon or Dragon Ball.
Right. And it's funny that you brought up like Attack on Titan and stuff, because like when I was in high school, you know, all those animes haven't even come out yet. And so like, you know, like the really popular shows were One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. And like after, you know, after when I got back on my mission, back home from my mission, is when I heard about, you know, Sword Art Online and Attack on Titan, you know, all those kind of shows. And I noticed a huge difference in like the interest in anime. Like I started noticing a lot of people that I never ever would have thought liked anime or watched anime, they were watching anime. And I was like, what the freak? When did this happen, dude? This is so weird. I felt like I literally, dude, like I literally went on a 2-year time skip mission.
Same
And
here.
when I came and I when I came back, everyone, well, not everyone, but like anime was way more accepted. And I was just like, what the heck happened here? This is so weird. Like I got into anime hardcore when it was like not cool at all. But now it's like freaking cool. What the heck happened here? So I thought it was kind of funny. I was just like, what the heck? But
It's just one of those weird things, and it's like, I think we've already talked about this before, but it was like, yeah, for me, it was like, I wasn't really that into anime, and like, I mean, yeah, obviously, I watch Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, all that jazz way
every kid did,
beforehand.
bro. Every kid
Everybody
did.
watched it. It's like, and even then, I remember when Toonami had like Android 009 or something like that. Or Cyborg 009.
Oh, yeah, Cyborg. Yeah.
Yeah, that I really loved that show when I was little.
I never
That's what it,
watched it.
And then
But
what's it
I heard
called?
about it.
Yeah, there was a few of them where I was like, dang, I really like this show. It's like, and then you don't realize it's anime until like way later on. I think it was like Digimon that I was like at first where I was like, huh, this comes from a different country because I do not recognize those writings on the classroom doors.
Yeah.
It was like, I cannot read this.
Yeah. Oh man, Digimon was cool too.
Yeah.
They came out with Digimon Try recently, but I've watched a couple episodes, but I haven't like watched everything.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, yeah, I've heard about it, but it was like, whatever. I'll get into
Yeah.
it eventually. It's like I have Crunchyroll, so I'll be fine.
For real, dude. Yeah, but freaking, yeah, man. I mean, going way back to the beginning of our topic, like I basically I'm just kind of watching My Hero Academia right now. Like, and that's it, honestly. I want to catch up with Fire Force. I want to catch up with Black Clover because all those shows are like really, really good. Especially, dude, especially Fire Force, man. Holy crap, that show. That
Like,
show is so good.
I'll
It's
give
so
it
good.
this. It's like people are gonna really hate my comment on this, but it's like I do like Fire Force a little bit. The problem is that at first I thought it was kind of slow. But to be fair, I
Right.
think I'm willing to give it another chance since you're like always talking about it. But the one show I can't get into at all is like Dr. Stone. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody loves
I
it.
knew.
But I'm like, frick, why is this so stupid?
Dude, I knew you were going there, and I think it's because I remember when Dr. Stone and Fire Force both came out. Remember we watched an episode, the first episode of
Oh
each one.
yeah.
And this was what, a couple of months ago? It's like,
I want to say it was like October-ish,
yeah,
or no,
sounds about right.
September,
Sounds
somewhere
about
around
right.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember we watched both those shows, and
Yeah.
I think we like fell asleep during Dr. Stone. I was like,
Ugh.
ugh. Fire Force was so sick. We were all just like, whoa, when we were watching Fire Force.
We're like, oh.
And then Dr. Stone came on, and we're like, yeah, I don't know. But that's the funny thing, though, like what you said. Like, Dr. Stone, dude, for some reason, man,
Yeah.
everyone loves that show.
And you know
And you
what's
know what?
in.
Maybe it's because I actually am not watching it. Maybe it's just that
Maybe.
reason.
I don't
But
know. It's like, I feel like it's going to become like another ReZero. Where it's like everybody loves it except for like you and me and like a few other people. Where we're like, you know, they came out with the second season? Just barely. The new,
of
like,
ReZero?
yeah, they came out with like the second season. The first episode aired like Wednesday.
Bro,
I
let
was
me tell you
like, I
something.
watched that entire thing and I was like, why did I watch this?
Dude, same here. I can't even believe I actually watched all of season one. It was like, oh man, this is, I think I've told you my thoughts on ReZero, but I literally feel like that show, like the first couple episodes are pretty good, and then it's like you think the show is going this way, and then all of a sudden it just goes this way, and it just keeps going that way. And it's like, it to me, it feels like if I compare it to like a game's like sort of like structure, I feel like ReZero started on, you were doing the main quest, and then you're doing side quests, and you continue doing side quests, and that's it. And the game keeps going, you know, the anime keeps going in this like side quest, like filler, like direction, but it's not a filler. That's the weird thing. It's like actual, it's like the canon of it. And it just was, for me, the story was like, what the heck is happening? Like, what happened to all the people in the beginning of the show? Where the heck did they go? Like, where, what direction is this going in? This is so confusing. And so for me, I was just like, I couldn't even believe I finished season one. I was like, what the heck was this crap? Like,
Yeah, me
the animation
neither.
was great, and like what it was going for, I thought was pretty good. But it just took this path, this direction that I do not understand, dude. Like, yeah. And that what pisses me off is like, why would you give this show a second season when there's so many good shows that deserve a second season, bro? There's so many good shows that we're still waiting for season two of. Like, the one that comes to the top of my mind right now, I don't even know if you've heard of it or you watched it. It's like, it's probably not that popular. It's called The Devil Is a Part-Timer.
Dude, I love that show. It's like a reverse
Bro.
isekai.
That show is amazing.
Dude, you
And
know
it's
what?
so good.
I actually had something to say about this. It's like, I was actually reading up on it, like why it hasn't gotten a second season. It's like really weird because it's actually one of the more popular like light novels, like that
Yeah.
are out right now. But
It's an
apparently
amazing
it's just
show.
that nobody wants to pick it up for whatever reason.
Oh,
Like
I
none
see.
of the
Nobody
studio.
wants to do the second season.
Yeah, it's like the original studio that did it just doesn't want to do a second season, and nobody has picked it up, even though
Wait,
the.
so does that mean the manga is pretty far in? Is it still going? Is there a
Yeah,
manga?
the light novel's still going. The creator's
What?
like, I want to
Dude.
have an anime for this, but it's like nobody wants to make it. It's like, I'm
Oh
willing to
my.
put up some money, but nobody wants to do this.
Dude, let's get a freaking petition going, man,
Yeah, it's
because that
like,
show is amazing.
yeah, like the writer for it's like, yeah, I want to do another one, but it's like nobody, it's like, I've been trying to talk to studios about this, but nobody wants to do it.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that. Dude,
Yeah,
that's
like,
crazy.
I was
How
reading
the
up
heck?
on that. I was like, what the freak?
Bro, I remember I came across that show and I was blown away from episode. Dude, the first 5 minutes is like, I was like, whoa, this is amazing. And then it like turns into like the first 5 minutes were like this sick epic battle, and then it just goes into like this reality, and then like it just becomes super funny. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm just remembering when like he like him and his general, I forgot what his general's name is, Lucius or
Frick.
Lucius or something.
All right,
It's
so
not
there's
Lucifer,
like,
because he's Lucifer.
yeah, he's Lucifer. Or
But like
no.
they
I can't remember the names. I'm gonna have to watch the
or
series
is,
again. Because I
yeah,
think
he might
Lucifer
be
was
called.
actually one of the generals.
You know what? I think you're right.
And
I
then
think his name is Satan. They call him the
Satan,
Satan
yeah.
or Satan. And
Yeah,
that,
they
but I
just
just
call.
remember the moment. I remember they pop into the human world and he like tries to command them with like magic, and it just like shows it. The camera pans out to like a third person view, and it like it's just like nothing's happening, and it's just so funny. That was literally what, like 5 minutes, 6 minutes into the episode, and I was just dying. I was like, oh my gosh, this show's amazing.
Oh,
It
dang.
started off with an amazing battle, and then now it's just funny as hell. Like, come on, dude. Yeah, it's such a good show, man. They need to make more seasons.
For me, the one that comes to mind when it comes to like the second season is like No Game, No Life. I don't know if you ever watched that one, but I was like, frick, why isn't this
No.
had a second season? It came out like 5 years ago, and it's really good.
Oh wow. Man, I'll have to try and I'll have to maybe watch that.
Yeah, it's actually really good, and you're like, and then I realize why, and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's because it was done by Studio Madhouse, so that means they don't like doing second seasons for anything. But you know, whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think it's just because they're so busy, man. You know? They're doing movies and stuff too, right? And
Yeah.
that takes more time, it's more production, more like investment, like yeah, it's like they're big projects. They probably just get burnt out with so much work they're doing. I mean, I'm just guessing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they had One Punch Man, and that was like a big IP, and they didn't do anything with it after the first season.
Oh man, One
So
Punch
somebody
Man.
else had to do it, and it was like I'm grateful they did. Obviously, it wasn't as well done as like Madhouse, his animation, but it's like
Yeah.
that's as good as we're gonna get with another studio, is what went through my head. So it's
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man. Like,
like people hate on it because the animation quality went down, but it's like it's still the same story, you know? It's like I'm actually caught
right.
up on the manga that they're releasing on Weekly Shonen Jump right now. And I
Oh,
was
cool.
like, dang, it's still pretty good, you know? It's like
Hey.
it hasn't had any drop-offs, so you're like, okay.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, you're right. You can tell right away that obviously the studio that did the animation is completely different, and it's not Madhouse. But like I said when I was watching the show, you know, season two and three, I was just like, oh, just season two. Wait, three's out too, right? Or am I
No,
crazy?
not yet. I think they're
No,
waiting
right.
for the remake of the manga to finish up. Because remember, it used to be
Right.
like a web
So,
series and whatnot, so they're redoing it on Weekly Jump.
oh, right. I remember. Yeah, I
Yeah, so
remember
I think they're
hearing that.
just waiting for that to catch up.
Yeah, but basically, when I was watching season two, I was like, man, like, yes, there's a difference, but like, it's still good. Like, I'm
Yeah.
not, I, like you said, same story, you know? It's like, sure, the animation's not as quality, but it's not horrible either. It's good. It's like, I can't complain. Like,
Yeah, like for me, it's like, look, if animation was everything, then Sword Art Online would be my top five. Even though I hate the
yeah.
story. It's
I
like,
know.
if the is like, yeah, but that's just me, you know? It's like if animation was everything, and then obviously a lot of things would be like way higher up than they deserve to be.
Right. Yeah, man. No, I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just how it is. What are you looking forward to in terms of this year for anime?
There's a few movies that obviously I want to watch. I want to watch the Weathering With You.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're gonna watch that next week or in 2 weeks.
It'd be 2 weeks.
Two
So not
weeks,
this,
yeah.
yeah, not this next week, but the following one.
Okay, so yeah, in 2 weeks we're gonna go watch that. Then I'm waiting for the US release of My Hero Academia's Heroes Rising.
Yes,
Because
dude.
Horikoshi actually said that it's going to involve a lot of the elements that he wanted to use for the ending. So he's thinking he might have to change around the ending a little bit for the series.
Oh. Holy crap.
So it's like, if you're
Interesting.
not caught up with the manga, you might be a little confused for this one.
Interesting. I did not know that. Holy
Yeah.
crap.
So I
Holy
would
crap.
recommend catching up on the manga if you're just an anime watcher, otherwise the movie's not gonna make much sense and you're gonna be like, what is going on?
Really? Interesting. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, the anime right now is in such a good spot, man. It's
Yeah,
like,
it's actually flowing
ooh.
really quick.
Dude,
I
yeah.
feel like,
I remember reading
dang.
the anime, or I remember reading the manga of what's going on right now in the anime, and I was like, oh man, this is far off. Like, this is super far off. But no, we're already here, dude. We're already
It's like
freaking.
we'll be done with this arc by like episode 14 or 15, I feel.
Yeah. Dude, yeah,
Where
it's
it's
crazy,
like,
man.
well, not that soon, but it's like still it's gonna be like this is supposed to be a 24 episode season, so I'm like,
Okay.
yeah, I'm like, we're gonna be really far ahead for a while.
Dude, yeah. I mean,
It's like,
that's how the anime is, man. That's why
yeah.
people take that's why it takes so long to come out with, a new season for continuous, shows, just 'cause, the anime is so much quicker than the manga is, so. But that's just how it is, the life of anime watchers, unfortunately.
It's just waiting around. And
Yeah.
that's why I started reading One Piece because I was like, huh. It's
Yeah.
about, what are we
You
like?
had time
Yeah.
to invest in something.
Yeah, it's like I'm like going back and like doing reading a lot of the parts now. I'm like, holy crap, it's like I think I understand some parts in the anime make more sense than like other parts, but it's like,
Right.
yeah, in the manga it's like, all right, you get a little bit more detail because Oda comes out with his like SBSs and whatnot for the volumes. So that
Right.
helps.
Oh yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about any other anime you're excited about?
There is actually another movie actually that I was excited for, but I don't know when it's gonna get released because it actually has to do with the what's it called, Violet Evergarden, because the studio that
Oh.
makes it is Kyoto Animation. And you know how they had that fire in July. So it seems
Right.
like they keep having delays on the movie, so we're not
Oh.
really sure when it's gonna get released. And it's like, I hope, you know, for the best for them. So it's like, we'll see. It's
Right.
gonna be this year, I would assume, but I'm we're just waiting for like a release date that doesn't get pushed back again.
Right.
Yeah, and then apart from
Yeah.
that, there was actually one series I wanted to start today at some point. It was actually called Somali and the Forest Spirit. It just barely came out this week. I saw a
Oh,
trailer for it.
on
I was
Netflix?
like, no, it's on Crunchyroll.
I swear I heard about this.
Yeah, it's like, it seems like an interesting story, so it's like, I'm thinking I'm gonna take a look at it and see how it is because it looks like it's really well done
Oh.
and I might enjoy it. So it's like, that's one. And then what else is there?
That title reminds me of like a Ghibli movie title.
It feels like it, so that's why I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. Apart
Yeah,
from
that's
that,
cool.
the this new season, there's not really much I'm not really much I want to watch in terms of
So,
like TV series.
off the top of my head, there's three shows that I'm excited for this year. Just
Okay.
thinking off the top of my head right now. One, like I talked about earlier, the Dragon Quest anime adaptation.
Okay.
Two, the new season of Haikyuu, baby. Hell yeah, bro. Oh
My
my gosh.
gosh.
I'm so excited.
I forgot about that one completely. I was like, oh yeah,
Yep.
IQ.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. And then three, the new Dragon Ball anime.
Oh, is that
That's
coming
supposed to
out?
that I heard it's supposed to come out this year. That's what I
Oh,
heard.
I haven't heard any announcements, so that's why I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, if it comes out, it comes out. It's like,
I mean,
I'm gonna be excited. I'm gonna watch it.
I haven't heard any recent confirmations, but I just remember
Oh.
them talking about how like their plan was to make the Broly movie, and then after that it was the new series that's coming out, and it's going to come out this year, 2020. Supposedly, that's what I heard. That's
Yeah.
what the what they've been saying
I
in the
mean, it's been like
interwebs.
a year since the movie came out, I want to say, or longer.
Oh, dude, you know what? I don't know. I just what when was that? We went. I know we watched it in
We
theaters.
watched it
You know what?
ourselves.
That might have been.
That was a January, wasn't it? Let me see something real quick.
Maybe it was springtime, bro. Or was it winter? It
It was winter.
was winter of last year?
Let me
Holy
see.
crap.
I'll tell you for sure right now.
Okay, because it I don't feel it doesn't feel like that long ago, dude.
Okay, so the US release date was in January. It was like a year ago.
Holy crap. We literally wow. Dude,
It's
that
been a year,
was a
so
while
it's
ago.
like frick.
Dang, bro, time flies, bro.
Yeah.
Dude,
That's what
my
I'm
son
like,
wasn't even
oof.
born.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm like, oof. Time has flown right by
You
us,
know
and
what?
we're
Now
like.
I remember actually specifically having a conversation with Aaron's older brother Luis that I was gonna have a I don't remember at the time if I knew if it was a boy, but I told him I was like, "Yeah, bro, I'm gonna have a kid. I'm gonna have a baby." I remember
Nice.
thinking about it.
Yeah.
So that's
Yeah,
cool.
that's why I was like, dang, it's been a year, and that's why I was like, huh, we should have gotten the new series by now.
Yeah.
But I mean, they had to make Stampede, the same
Right.
studio.
I still need to watch that. I want to watch
Dude,
that
I
movie.
was gonna go watch it in October, but then I like some stuff came up, and then I couldn't go.
I really hope that, because that movie been translated to English or no? Oh, it has? Okay.
Yeah, there's
Because I.
actually Funimation actually said we're bringing back the dub.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like
Yeah, because
they're
that
even
so
gonna do
that
it for the
means
series because you remember how they stopped at Punk Hazard for the dub.
right.
So they're gonna bring it back.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what they announced when they were releasing Stampede here in the US.
Oh wow. Wow,
Yeah.
that's a big investment. Interesting.
Yeah, so
Hopefully
I
that
was
goes
like,
well.
cool. I mean, hopefully it gets more people into the series, but.
Yeah, because I know the voice actor in Japanese. It, for Luffy is the same voice actor for Krillin in Japanese, but I don't know in English, honestly. I don't know.
I don't remember her name either.
Is it a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
I hate when they do that, dude.
I mean, that's what it is for Goku.
I know, but that's why I honestly don't like Dragon Ball in Japanese. Like,
It's hard.
it just it's like I don't know, man. It just doesn't sound like what I grew up with, you know?
Yeah,
Like, 'cause
I know what you mean.
I grew up with Dragon Ball Z, you know, in English, and you know, and then you hear it in Japanese, and you're like, "What the hell just happened to Goku's voice?"
It's like, why does it sound so much more annoying? No wonder people hate this guy.
Seriously, but whatever, whatever. I can't complain too much.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah,
whatever.
I know it's a girl that voices Luffy.
That sucks, dude. Have you watched freaking Oh, what's the show called? It's an older show now. It's the same director that is making Fire Force.
Soul Eater?
Soul Eater, yes.
Yeah, of course.
So in Japanese, Black Star, you know Black Star?
Yeah.
He's a normal guy, but in English, it's a girl, and you can totally tell that it's a girl, like a girl that's voicing Black Star. And it like I heard it in English and I was like, oh God, dude, no. Like, why would they kill one of the best characters with this?
Oh man.
It just sounds so wrong. And so, yeah, I
Yeah,
don't know why they
yeah.
do that. So whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really liked Black Star to begin with, so it was like, meh.
Dude, Black Star's sick, bro. But
I mean, yeah.
the coolest character in that show for me doesn't even have like he isn't even part of like you know having like a weapon or whatever that's like living weapon. It's freaking Mifune, bro, the samurai that has like 17 million samurai swords, you know.
Oh, what the? I don't remember that
He's actually like a bad guy, and then like I think he turns
guy.
good, but he's like a guard for one of the for like one of the witches. She's like a baby, like a kid witch, and
Huh.
then he's like his he's like her guard, and he's like crazy strong.
Is it the guy
His
with
name
the black sword? Or
no
the.
no 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 he has like I'm telling you he has like 17 samurai swords,
Oh,
bro.
you know what? Yeah, I do remember who you're talking about now.
He's like
Yeah.
he's got like white hair.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah,
He's
yeah. Now I
so
remember.
sick, dude.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
I
He
forgot about
is
it. It was
sick.
like a little baby witch and that he just guards
Yeah.
her. I mean, and the thing for them, it's like, well, she hasn't really done anything bad yet, so it's like, can
Yeah.
you really do anything to her?
Right. Yeah. That man, that was a good show, dude. That's why I think that's one of the reasons why
Except
I
for the ending.
love
Frick.
Oh God. So
At that point, I was like, give me the manga. Pass it
Oh man, so sad. So sad, man. Such a tragic
Like,
ending.
at a certain point, they just, woo!
Oh, they killed
Yep,
it. They killed
I
it.
was like, you guys should have waited. It's
Yeah, but that,
okay.
I think that's one of the reasons why I like Fire Force, just because it reminds me so much of like the structure, like story-wise, it reminds me of the structure of Soul Eater. But also just the animation, bro, of Fire Force is gorgeous. It is one of the best looking anime that I have ever watched, dude. It is just on a level that, like, wow,
You know
so
what
gorgeous.
studio does that one?
Which one?
It's actually David Production. Any what else they make?
What?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Gosh dang it, I gotta catch up with that show, man. Freak.
Dude, you've been like sitting on part three for like so long.
I
You're just
know.
like, oh yeah, I'm gonna catch up, and then you're like, oh, never
Dude, the
mind.
thing is, dude, the thing is,
And part
bro,
three is so good compared,
I know. Trust me.
like
Like,
advances the story so much.
dude, listen. I
Jotaro
could
is so
tell.
badass.
Dude, even from not watching it, I could tell that part three is gonna be super good. Like better than one and two, but the thing is, dude, like when I have some free time, like I go ham into Dragon Quest. Like I play video games, dude, because like I think honestly, I love anime, like anime until I die, bro. Like boom, My Hero
Yeah.
Academia, boom, Goku. But I think my first love, dude, besides my wife and
It's
kid.
Dragon Quest.
Well, no, it's video games.
Oh,
It's video games.
yeah.
And so it's like anytime I have, and then again, but it also depends because I've had times in my life where I'm like, I'd rather play video games. And then I've had times in my life where I'm like, no, I'd rather watch anime. And so I don't know if I'm just in that kick right now where I'm just like, oh man, I just want to play some freaking video games. But
Oh, man.
I don't have much time, anymore. And so when I do, it's like,
Oh,
oh
man.
dude, I want to play more Dragon Quest or,
Dude, it's like part three is so good, and then part four is just as good. And
I know, that's what
then
I
part five
hear.
is somehow even better.
Dude, I know, dude. I'm gonna watch it. I
Dude,
swear.
but one thing though, it's like, man, I gotta admit, the whole JoJo fandom is like freaking out because they're not sure if they're gonna make a part six.
Oh.
Like, we've been waiting for about, well, now it'll be like 5 or 6 months now since the anime ended for
But
part five.
bro, but you need to remember, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure has been going on for
Yeah, it's older
years.
than like One Piece even. That's what people
It's an
forget.
it's a crazy old show, dude. And so it's like, people are just gonna have to be patient. Cause
It's
I
like the thing
with how
is
popular
like
that show is, with how popular that show is, dude, and how dedicated the fans are, I'm pretty sure a part six is gonna come out. They just have to be patient because let's be
yeah,
real.
like people were like expecting it to come out this year. I was like, no, nah, it's probably not gonna
No.
come out until 2021 at best. And we're talking like
I'm not
late,
even
like
caught up
either
with the show
fall or
and
summer.
yeah, I'm not even caught up with the show, bro, and I know what you're saying. Like it's the truth.
Yeah.
So
Everybody's freaking out though because it's like, why haven't they announced anything? What's going on? It's like, we have the source material. What are you guys waiting for? They're like, come on,
Well,
big
hey, well, and
production.
I understand, the
Yeah.
fan, when you're a super fan of something, you're always waiting for the next thing to come out. I get it. I get
Yeah.
it. But like, I don't know. For me, it's like part five. I mean, and I could be wrong, but part five feels like it didn't come out that long ago. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it
It
was like,
just, it
no,
feels
it,
like that. You know what I mean?
yeah,
It
it's
feels
been
like that.
only like 5, 6 months. It ended in like at the end of July is when it ended.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it hasn't been that long at all, bro.
Yeah, and it's like people are still freaking out. It's like, come on, guys. It's like, they need time. I mean, they're making Fire Force right now, so
Exactly.
it's
Yeah,
like they
and
can't
Fire
put all
Force
their
is an
resources
ongoing.
into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because that takes a lot of work.
Yeah, dude,
Like,
Fire Force is an ongoing show. And so, I mean, they've probably stopped, actually, making it. And now it's just all like, releasing slowly, but still, it's like, shoot, man. I don't know. So,
yeah.
whatever. Whatever.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, and then everybody's like, oh man, it is just such an old series, and you're like, it's still ongoing. There is still manga to go through. Like, they're currently on part eight in the manga.
Wow.
And it's
Wow.
like, my goodness, how do
Are
you keep it
you caught up?
going?
Are you
No,
caught up?
I'm still on reading part seven right now.
Oh, okay.
Like, and from what people are telling me online, or from what I'm able to gather, is that part seven is actually the best part.
Oh, really?
Like, the creator Araki like went all out on it,
Oh,
because
wow.
at that point, it made a transition from weekly Shonen Jump into monthly Ultra Jump.
What does that mean? Sorry, I don't know.
So instead of being released once a week, it got moved to a monthly schedule, and instead of being like a shonen series, it became more of a seinen. I'm not sure how to pronounce the word, like for like an older audience. So that means Araki
Oh.
had more time, has more time to actually draw things out and actually
Oh,
plan out the story.
I see.
So when
Okay, so
they
basically he had more time to like, fully,
flesh out everything and whatnot.
Okay.
So, and
Well,
people
that yeah, that
say,
makes
yeah.
sense. That
I'm
makes
like,
sense to
dang.
why it'd be good, better,
Yeah.
best.
So a lot of people like Part 7 the best just because of how like how well it was written and done, because it's like, yeah, there's plot holes like in any other super long series,
Right.
except for One Piece for some reason.
I,
But
dude, it's incredible.
I'm
I, it's
like,
incredible.
how? It's like, I think I've spotted like one plot hole and it's not really important.
Yeah.
It was
No,
like,
it's crazy.
what?
One Piece, I am blown away to how this guy can still come up with like just come up with shit and just
My
like
sister has a theory that says the guy's dead. There's no way he's alive.
oh. He's like a time traveler.
No, because it's like he hasn't made any public appearance in like a super long time. So nobody knows what he looks like anymore. It's like,
That's true.
who's actually making the series?
Dude, yeah, I mean,
That's why
it's
she's
incredible.
like, who is he?
The thing that like, dude, one day we're just gonna have to talk about One Piece and just like dissect it because, and it might even have to be like a multi-part like podcast because, dude, One Piece to me, like one of the, I think it's literally so amazing for besides its like quality and story and all that. I think one of the things that's so amazing about it is just the way like characters never get forgotten. Like a character that got introduced in season one, two, th or three comes back somehow in a way where they're relevant later on. Like
Dude.
everyone's relevant, everyone's getting stronger, everyone has amazing like stories, developments. So it's just it's like
Dude,
how is
like,
this guy? How does
you
this guy tie all of this
oh my
together?
gosh. Yeah, like, there's a, you know how Oda likes to make those cover page stories? You know, where it's like, oh, you follow the adventures of, like, I don't know, it'll be like the octopus fishman, right? Like how he ended up bat how he became friends with that mermaid and the starfish and whatnot. And you're like, okay, that's pretty cool. So that explains why they're friends and whatnot. But it's like, I was just reading recently, like one of the like I've been reading and then I was watching the cover pages and I was like, huh, this girl looks a lot like one of the anime characters, or at least one of the characters that popped up in the anime. And it's like, obviously, she's gonna pop up later on in the manga by the looks of it. It was a girl that saved Ace when he was drowning accidentally one time when he was looking for Blackbeard. And she pops up like 600 chapters later during the Levelly arc.
What the freak?
And I'm like, how did Oda even remember this girl? It's
Freaking
been like
Dragon Ball,
600 chapters. I'm like, what the freak?
dude, the freaking Dragon Ball creator can't even remember his own characters like Launch, for example, or Lunch in Japanese. And this Oda guy just comes in and remembers everything. Come
Yeah,
on,
it's like a
Idris.
cover character like from a side story and brings her into the manga like 600 chapters later, and you're like, what the freak? It's like, how did you remember this girl? Like, it's been like
Dang. Dude,
who knows how
Toriyama's
many
got some
decades.
lessons to learn,
Oh
dude.
my
Toriyama's
gosh.
got some lessons to learn from this guy.
It's like, frick, I'm like, how does he do it? The man's a genius.
That's so funny, dude. I did not know that.
No,
I did not
like,
know
and I
that at
didn't
all.
even, I wouldn't have even realized it if I hadn't, like, already been caught up with the, because it was, like, in the anime, it was only, like, a few episodes ago
Okay.
that that girl popped up. And then I'm, like, reading the manga, and I'm like, wait a second, this girl that pops up in this cover story is, like, popping up again. I'm like, what the? It's like, this girl looks exactly, and then I had to look her up, and I was like, holy crap, it is!
That's crazy,
I'm
dude.
like,
That's so crazy.
it's been like two,
It
it's
the
like,
thing is, it's like storytelling without telling a story. It's like he's a genius at like, just telling a story without, without saying anything, with literally just pictures. Because then you kind of put things together on your own and you're like, "Oh, wow," And it's like he never even had to say anything. He just shows a picture or two, a drawing or two, a chapter or two, a cover art or two. And then you're like, oh, you put two and two together and you're like,
Dude, but yeah, you also gotta catch up on the manga right now, though.
for One Piece?
Yeah, it's some lot of shit went down.
Oh, really? Yeah, I
Like,
mean, Aaron tells me here and there, Tuna, he's like, dude, One Piece. I'm like, oh, snap.
they showed Roger discovering the One Piece.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They don't show the
That
One
actually
Piece,
happened?
but it actually happens. In the newest chapter.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you something right now. In my whole existence on this earth, there's a couple things that I never thought would actually happen in this life. I don't think I'll ever reach, I mean, hopefully someday I'll be a millionaire. Hopefully someday I have an awesome business, you know? But one of the other things I hope that would happen in life is that One Piece would actually be shown in One Piece. And that it sounds like that day has finally come, dude.
We're getting close, man. We're getting really
That's
close.
crazy.
We're
That's
like
crazy.
this close. It's like this
That's
close.
insane. That's
It's
insane.
like it shows Roger like actually just finding it, and apparently he added some treasure to it as well.
Wow.
And they're the ones who actually named the island where it's on.
Do we know the island?
Yeah,
What is it
like.
called?
It turns out we had a mistranslation for like the last 20 years or so. It was like because people were calling it Raftel. Even in the manga, it was written as Raftel.
Oh,
But
right. Yeah.
recently they changed it over to Laftale. So it turns out we got a mistranslation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know why that happens, right?
Yeah, because the L's and the R's all sound the same.
Yep, exactly.
And.
That's why the Japanese, they say Rufy instead of Luffy. They say
Yeah.
Rufy.
Or
Rufy.
Zolo is. Or Zoro Zolo.
Yeah.
You're like, what the
Yeah, it's funny.
freak?
There's just no R sound. There's no R sound in Japanese,
Yeah,
so.
so it's like, okay, whatever.
That's funny, dude.
So it's like,
Dang.
it's like, yeah, that's one of those things where you're like, I don't know if we're ever gonna see the One Piece, but it's like,
Yeah, no, for real. I never thought
it's
that day would come. I'm telling you. It's one of those things. It's like,
yeah.
I never thought that day would actually come. And I don't have many things that happens to me in my life that really, I'm telling you. But this is one of them. This is like, what?
It's
That's
like the One
crazy.
Piece.
Like, I feel like one of those like shows where it's like, I never thought in my lifetime that, you know, I'd get to meet the hero, you know, of the tale or whatever. Like the old
Dude,
man that says
oh my
that, you know.
gosh.
I feel like I that's what I feel
And then like one of the other chapters that came out, it shows Roger and Whitebeard clashing.
Oh, sick.
And yeah, and confirmed Roger is basically a master of all three forms of hockey.
Of course he is.
Because they had like the, you know how they have the like the black energy coming off whenever two Conker's Hockey users
Yeah.
clash. That happened in when they were fighting.
Oh, wow.
Their weapons didn't even touch
Oh,
because of how
what?
strong their hockey was. It was like this far apart. It was like you can't even see it on the camera.
Dang.
Because of like how monstrous both of these guys are in their prime.
Gosh, dang it. That's so cool, man.
It's like, oh my gosh, you just gotta catch up in the manga. I mean, I'm reading ahead obviously while I'm also trying to catch up to where everything's at right now.
Right.
So it's like because I'm one of those people who doesn't really care about spoilers that much.
Yeah, I don't either, honestly. Aaron, Tuna will always tell me like, "Are you sure you want me to tell you?" I'm like, "Dude, I don't care. Dude, just tell me, bro. I don't care about
Yeah.
spoilers." I think honestly, when it comes to spoilers and people, I think people just exaggerate. Like, come on, man. Like, why
Doesn't
is this?
ruin the
It's not.
story. You still got to figure out how they did everything.
Yeah, I don't. For me, it doesn't ruin it, dude. Honestly, like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
But yeah. Like,
But yeah.
it shows so much right now, and I'm like, frick.
Yeah, I
This
gotta
series is
catch up,
gonna end
man.
soon.
Yeah, which is crazy to think
I
about,
mean,
man. Like I'm
probably not this year. It's probably gonna be like
right.
5 years from now.
Right,
I would
right,
say, at least of the
right.
way they're going, and maybe sooner. But
Right.
I'm like, this is the closest we've ever been to like
You know what? If
seeing the One Piece.
from what you're saying, I feel like it is sooner, but I don't think 5 years is probably the max. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, but yeah, that's crazy to think about, dude.
It's like, can you imagine? It's like so much time. Like all the beautiful arcs.
I can't believe that this man is still doing this. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
when you learn how like gruesome the schedule is for a manga artist, and then you realize this guy's been doing this for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
How the hell is he still doing it? Like, how? That's crazy.
I mean, that's why I'm like, okay, he had to take a break this week whenever they have like a empty like week on
Yeah,
the manga
dude.
release, because I'm like, frick, yeah, this guy needs a break.
Dude, it's insane. It's insane to think about. It's crazy.
I don't know. It's like, I think the writer for Hunter Hunter like was the one who like explained the schedule the best for a manga artist.
Oh,
He's like, basically, they only get like 4 hours of sleep.
no way, dude. That's so
It
crazy.
it's like a night, so it's like, what? How are you guys writing well coherent stories so well? Like, I would die after about a year of doing that.
Yeah, you know what I think, if they get so, if they become financially more stable,
Yeah.
they probably hire like they probably have a little team under them that they actually can entrust, and then they kind of take a break when they can. I mean, that's
Yeah.
the only thing I can think of when in terms of doing it for a long-term thing. Like, but yeah, I mean,
I
it's
mean,
gruesome.
it's kind of
Gruesome.
like the, yeah, it's like, just like I think we're never gonna see the end of Hunter Hunter.
Is that manga still going?
Technically, yes. Even
What
though
the
they haven't
freak?
released a chapter in over, I think it's almost 2 years now.
I didn't
Maybe
know
a
that.
year.
Oh, wait, maybe I did know that.
Yeah, he just takes a lot of hiatuses.
Oh, I see. He takes breaks.
Yeah, like really long breaks because his health is really bad.
Oh, well, you can't blame him for
And I'm
that.
like, yeah, makes sense. It's like he's got to take those breaks. But it's like sometimes you're like, man, I really hope he's doing all right because it's been over a year since they released a chapter.
Dude, yeah. Dude, I remember a couple of years ago there was like a really bad earthquake in Japan, and I think I don't remember which. I could be totally wrong, but I think everyone thought that, like, I don't remember if it was Naruto's or One Piece's like artist. Like, I think everyone thought that he like died or something. I think it might have been Oda, but like, yeah, he still came out strong. So, but like, yeah,
Yeah.
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah, dude. But dude, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm tired,
So am I.
bro.
I was actually thinking
This
about
is
ending this.
yeah, this has been a pretty good, comeback episode. We
It's a
haven't
little
really
all
had
over the
like a,
place, but we got
yeah, we
this.
don't. Yeah, we haven't really had a structured show, but
Yeah.
either I still think it's I think it's it I think it's pretty good,
Yeah.
Let's call it a show, yeah? Let's wrap it up
Yeah,
and
I'd say,
go to bed.
what should we talk about next in about 2 weeks?
We got about 2 weeks to figure that out, so
All
because
right,
I
I was
don't
just
know.
gonna, just in case we wanted to announce it, but it's all good. I'm tired too. It's time to go to bed.
We could probably announce it like in Instagram or something if you want. Well, I mean,
That's true.
we still got the Facebook page, bro. And like,
Yeah,
I
that's
don't get on
true.
Facebook at all. I don't get on Facebook at all, but I consistently, every time I get on Facebook, like I said, which isn't much, but I always get like, oh, you got 3 new likes on
Yeah, I
Facebook.
know. I'm like, okay. Like, I think
Yeah, and
somebody
I'm
just
like,
recently
really?
liked one of the pictures and was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well,
But yeah.
interesting. Okay, so I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's, watching our show, that's listening in or watching us. I don't know, are we gonna do a YouTube upload as well, or are we just gonna do a podcast?
I think we're gonna do an upload as well. It might take me a little bit of time, but I
Right,
do
no
believe
worries.
we will do a YouTube upload. So, do all that fun stuff, people. Like, subscribe, comment. It's like, if you guys comment, we usually do respond. It's like, I know this is a long episode, so you guys, there's some drop off, but it's like, we do respond if you guys comment, At
Yeah,
least we try
that's true.
to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what Juice is saying.
At least
So, yeah.
if you comment within a week, we'll probably see it and we'll comment back.
Probably that same day. Honestly, for me at least, I don't know. So,
But yeah,
but yeah,
guys.
thanks
Thanks
for
a lot,
listening,
guys.
guys. Yeah, thank you.
I'm just gonna end the recording right here. You guys have a lovely day.
You as well. Bye, everyone.